Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Since video games have become a cultural phenomenon, players have been wondering how to optimize their runs. Super Mario games are famed for having the occasional cheeky warp pipe that flings you forward across the land, and they're not the only ones. Developers can also be wily beasts, and sometimes they really love to challenge players to find the quickest and most efficient ways around their games. In doing so, developers will hide these paths of least resistance in the most unlikely places, leaving players to ferret around all the nooks and crannies of any given level, hoping to tease that extra nugget of speed out of the gameplay. It would be unfair to the ingenuity of the gaming community to give game creators all the credit, however. Since the original Super Metroid games, the term sequence break has existed, denoting the practice of completing events out of order to finish games quicker. In this list, we're running down 10 of the most devilish shortcuts we could find in games. Some are hidden behind dialogue options most would not even think to click, and others require incredibly precise inputs to leapfrog over half the game's planned content. Sometimes it's as easy as closing a door. Want to zoom through some classic titles? Well, I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are 10 secret video game shortcuts you definitely missed. Number 10, Cave Story, Getting Dragon from the Island. Cave Story is an absolute cult classic, one of the early paragons of indie gaming. The game has been through two development cycles, from original creator Daisuke Pixel Amaya to enhanced edition developers Nicholas. The story, one about loss, reclamation, and the encroaching terror of environmental destruction, rings close to home to many, especially in the current moment. One thing that separates Cave Story from other games that tangle with this theme is it gives players the dangerously tempting option to just not engage. We've all felt that at one point, the desire to pull back and just not think about the terrible things around us. In Cave Story, you're presented a choice after rescuing the sky dragon Kazuma. This dragon offers you an early reprieve. You can choose to not stop the maniacal scientist threatening the innocent and very cute rabbit-like Mimiga. If you select this dialogue choice, one running counter to the very premise of games like this, the dragon flies you away to the mountains and the game ends, dooming those you are meant to save. Harsh. Number 9, South Park Stick of Truth, Refuse to Listen to Cartman. It's fairly difficult to describe this shortcut without getting into not safe for work territory, as you might expect with a game from the minds of South Park creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone. Towards the end of the game, returning character Mr. Slave reveals that the game's antagonists have stored a nuclear bomb in, well, a particularly compromising place. I'm not going to go into detail here, but if you've seen an episode of the show before, you can probably imagine. As the new kid, Cartman asks you to shrink down and retrieve the aforementioned nuke in an upsettingly scatological way. The game doesn't tend to give you loads of narratively impactful choices throughout its runtime, but this is one of those moments. If you so desire, which you probably would, you can leave the room where this frankly gross quest would take place, walking straight out the door. Of course, doing this triggers a cutscene, which is just a nuclear explosion, followed by rolling credits. It's certainly one way to finish the game early that you may have missed. Number 8, Dark Souls, Agent of Chaos. Ever wanted to skip the worst boss in a Dark Souls game? Well, in the first installment of the series, you can. While this shortcut does allow you early access to the area where you'll find the Bed of Chaos, a notoriously frustrating confrontation, it does have a silver lining. That upside is the only opportunity you have to save fan-favorite NPC Solaire. Praise the sun. Solaire's tragic story has him driven mad by parasitic sunlight maggots that latch onto him. You find Solaire in this sorry state at the end of a long, winding passageway of twisted wooded stone in what seems to be a dead end. To stop this and skip to an endgame earlier, you need to meet the Fair Lady. She can be found by rolling through an invisible wall after beating the uncomfortably underdressed spider lady, Quilag. You can only talk to her if you chose the Witch's Ring as your starting item, and she reveals part of her tragic tale and allows you to join the Chaos Servant Covenant. Donating 30 of your humanity resources to her means she will open the pathway from Quilag's lair. This is the dead end discussed earlier, complete with waiting maggots. Not only can you get to Lost Izalith early, you can also save Knight Solaire. This lets you bring him into the game's final boss, making it a bit easier and completing what creator Miyazaki sees as the game's only happy ending. Number 7, Minecraft. Get to the Nether with no diamonds. The progression in Minecraft is pretty straightforward. You start in a mud hut with wooden tools, then you get stone equipment and get slaughtered by skeleton archers at night. Eventually, you work your way up to diamond equipment, you mine some obsidian, and build what can only be described as a pixelated stargate to leap into hell. Sequences like this are built by developers to allow for a measured, balanced progression throughout games. The same is true for Minecraft. Normally, you'd need to have diamond gear by the time you reach the Nether, meaning you risk losing precious equipment but are nicely cushioned in the game's most powerful armor. As you'll see with a lot of games on this list, however, sequences are meant to be broken. If you don't have the patience to mine for hours to get the diamond tools and precious obsidian needed to build the portal, you can basically skip that entire part. Obsidian is encountered underground, where deadly molten lava meets water. So if you want to skip the grind, you can scour the overworld for two things, pools of water and lava. Once you find these, you can bucket them, even generating an infinite water source with crafty block placement. You need at least 10 buckets of lava and the same of water. If you construct a frame with some swift placement of water on lava, you can artificially form the obsidian, no mining required, getting you straight into the Nether. Number 6, Bloodborne, not so Forbidden Woods. Bloodborne speedruns are glorious things to behold. Not only is it a chance to marvel at the technical brilliance of gamers making light work of one of the most difficult games ever made, but you also get to see the speedrun landscape evolve every time the game is patched. This is because speedruns of the seminal FromSoft title often rely on exploiting extremely specific architectural glitches that can shift you past obstacles, bypassing huge swaths of the game. While early examples of this were quickly patched out, speedrunners found a new exploit in 2020 that allows you to complete Bloodborne in just under 26 minutes. That's right, you don't have to spend 3 hours dying to the blood-starved beast. This particularly tricky set of inputs has you bait the first enemy in the game to a specific point, have it grab you, and grapple your avatar into a wall while you mash the L2 and R2 buttons. As you pull away from the wolf, you clip into the architecture, and a brief walk will drop you straight into the Forbidden Woods area. While speedrunners now swear by the shortcut, Bloodborne's developers could have never anticipated it. Players beware, if you try this skip and succeed, you will be an entirely fresh character in a near endgame area. So unless you're particularly experienced, you better make like Dark Souls 1 and prepare to die. Number 5, Serious Sam 3, sneak through a whole level. Serious Sam 3 is not a game that the word sneak is normally used to describe. Developed by Crow Team and published by Devolver Digital, this revival of the hyper-violent, characteristically unserious shooter series is certainly not focused on stealth. Your normal approach in this game would involve copious amounts of gunfire-induced chaos and large explosions. There is one level that lets you subvert this design philosophy, though. The Silent Riddler is a level set among a vast desert plain, having you hop through the ruins of an archaeological dig site after fighting your way through an aggressive settlement. Or if you're not interested in fighting the incoming assailants, you can quietly move around the outskirts of the town. Then you're able to clip into the geometry of the archaeological ruins' outer walls. This allows for Sam to perform some bizarre half-submerged wall-top run across the rest of the level, meaning you don't need to fire a single shot. Serious business. Number 4, The Stanley Parable, close the door. The requirements for shortcuts differ vastly. Some games require frame-perfect timing on inputs to exploit glitches in geometry. Some games need a very particular set of narrative choices to be followed before you can skip part of a game. The Stanley Parable just lets you rudely close a door. At the start of Galactic Cafe's irreverent existentialist comedy, the eponymous Stanley is offered something unusual. His cubicle door swings open and a mysterious voice begins to narrate his inner monologue. How peculiar. This game has a multitude of weird and zany endings. You get one of them, entitled Go Outside, by not playing the game for 5 years. You get a little Steam achievement letting you know you succeeded. That reminds me, I should really check for that on my Steam. But the quickest ending you can possibly get, and the ultimate shortcut in the Stanley Parable, is something you might not have thought to do. As the door opens and a strangely condescending narration bears down upon Stanley, you can have him shut the door, returning back to his work. Call to adventure? No thanks. There are buttons to press on Stanley's computer. Far more important. Number 3. Dark Souls 2. Rotten buying practices. Once again, we return to the Soulsborne speedrunning community for our next shortcut. While you may not have missed the massive door at the Shrine of Winter that you return to late game, once it's opened, you can continue to Dark Souls 2's endgame proper. The prompt that appears tells you that you need 4 Great Souls, read beat the game's main bosses, or an extortionately huge number of regular souls, the game's expendable currency, to unlock it. That is an amount to the tune of 1 million souls. This obviously seems a monumental task, so Dark Souls 2 speedrunners would normally find a multitude of different glitches to get them to each Lord Soul quicker. Until, of course, someone figured out a shortcut. The ugly fellow you're likely watching in the video right now is a boss called the Rotten, who bestows a fairly substantial number of souls when defeated. In Dark Souls 2, you can use an item called a bonfire aesthetic to reset all the enemies in the area and make them harder. This entails them dropping more souls, as they're often more difficult to defeat. One canny speedrunner figured out that it's actually an awful lot quicker to use these items to respawn and kill the gruesome Rotten 4 times in a row than to beat the other bosses. With a bit of practice and a thrusting weapon, the Rotten becomes relatively trivial, allowing you to skip to endgame fairly early on. Number 2. Far Cry 4 – Wait for Pagan. At the beginning of Far Cry 4, iconic antagonist Pagan Min offers you a choice. The game is about your protagonist's quest to return their mother's ashes to their rightful place in Kirat, a fictional Thailand stand-in. Negotiating with Min is the first obstacle in this, and when it seems fruitless, you turn to the cavalcade of violence that is the rest of the game. Pagan's offer is one that most gamers think they've seen so many times before. He beseeches you to stay and wait till he returns, offering a peaceful solution. You can wait, but there's no cutscene or time skip, even after 5 minutes. A cue that most players understand to mean, time to go, the video game is starting. Unless you have a little patience, pardon the take that quote. In 15 real in-game minutes, Pagan Min returns to the dinner table. He tells you that he thinks your request is fair and your mother's ashes are returned to their rightful place. It's fascinating for a game in the Far Cry series to toy with a player's expectation of and willingness to commit acts of virtual violence. This weird little inclusion acts as a snarky but fairly cutting remark on the enthusiastic bloodlust at the heart of a lot of video game premises. Although it must be said, waiting at a dinner table is much less satisfying than Far Cry 4's gunplay. Touché, Pagan. Number 1. Mario Kart 64 – Rainbow Off-Road. Rainbow Road. If you played any Mario Kart game, that alliterative name strikes fear into your heart. The Technicolor twists and turns, spiral and meander across the star-spotted void of space, and woe betide any that fall off that striped circuit. Unless, of course, you're playing Mario Kart 64. If you were one of the lucky few falling off the track here, or more accurately, jumping, an even crazier concept, at an incredibly precise point after the race begins, you can fling yourself over a huge portion of the track. It involves a very particular drift turn coupled with a jump that rockets you to a point far ahead of your opposition. One of the most striking elements of any Rainbow Road track is that you can see the entire ribbon racetrack swirled throughout space. But Mario Kart 64 is the only game that really lets you risk it all for a shot at victory.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.